Now we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoints section. The biggest political news Arizona has seen in a long time happened last week when Senator Jeff Flake announced he wouldn't run for re-election. An Arizona Republic editorial expressed disappointment in Flake's decision, but did find reason for optimism. And with me to talk about that is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, a lot of people were alarmed by Jeff Flake's choice. Why should they find some aspects to be optimistic about?
I want to go back to Flake's speech because I think it's important to talk about what gave that speech power. Jeff Flake is he's not the most dynamic speaker, but what gave it power was the contrast of character. I mean, when you contrast Jeff Flake's character with that of Donald Trump, there's no comparison. Jeff Flake is, I've been watching politics for 40 years, and I think he's one of the best people I've ever seen in public life. I mean, he's well-mannered, he's principled, he's intellectually has a command of policy and detail. And something happened in Jeff Flake's life this year that was more momentous than this speech, and that was the passing of his father. And his father, Dean Flake, was a leader in his community. He was a Mormon bishop. He was the mayor of his town. He was a veteran who fought during the Korean War era. And this was the kind of setting in rural Arizona on the ranch where Jeff Flake grew up and where his character was shaped. And you see this in the man when he delivers that speech. There's a real eloquence to the modesty that comes through in that speech in contrast to Donald Trump.
So what does it say then when someone like that decides this particular game that I've been involved in for a long time is no longer a good fit for me?
Well, I think there was a real mystery because you saw it from some of the people on the sidelines, the comedians, some of the national columnists were suggesting that it was cowardly for Flake to get out of the race. What they're missing is that Flake has been taking a stand now for a year. I mean, this didn't start this past week. This started when he refused to give his endorsement to Trump, when he wouldn't vote for Trump, when he would criticize his behavior and conduct. Nobody writes the book Conscience of a Conservative if they're planning on winning the Republican primary for senator. You know, so Jeff Flake was making a decision then that it was more important to stand for principle. So this has been a short thing, and he's going to be around for another year. So it isn't like he's just ducking and covering and leaving. He did something that was courageous. He risked his own political destruction in order to make a stand on principle, to stand up to somebody he sees as demonstrably bad.
So does he think, based on what he has said and based on what you've heard from him, does he think this demonstrably bad period is just a short cycle because that's how cycles work? Or does he think it's really going to have to be something people like him, Jeff Flake, are going to have to work hard to change the narrative and actually change the momentum?
He actually told us in his speech, and I think it's, for me, it was the most memorable line in the speech. He said, "This spell will break. We're in a second McCarthy era. We're in an era where global events are creating enormous fear that people can come along and exploit." And when I was hearing Flake's speech, I heard him diagnose the problem correctly, because he basically said that it is us. It's our complicity in this that is the problem. That really is the problem. The problem never was Donald Trump. The problem is that you have millions of Americans who either cannot discern or don't care that Donald Trump is a bad person and that we put a man of bad character in the White House. They don't care. And when I was listening to Flake's speech, it reminded me of a quote from Edward R. Murrow. And he was, in 1954, he went on television to talk about McCarthy and what a threat he had become to the Republic. And he said this, he said, "Whose fault is that? Not really his, not really McCarthy's fault. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully." And Murrow goes on to say, quoting from Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, "Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. We're the ones to blame for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He could not have risen without the popular wind at his back. And so we have to solve the problem. And it takes good people, and this is what happened during the McCarthy era. It takes good people, courageous people like Jeff Flake to stand up and finally say no more. And then others follow. Others will follow.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.